The intelligent want self-control. Children want candy. Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this video, we are doing another profound quote. And the quote here is coming from Rumi. And the quote goes, "The intelligent want self-control, children want candy." I find this quote to be so deep, so profound that, it really, really inspires me when I hear it. Because to me, this is the root of the problem with most of humanity. And the reason that people are not getting what they want in life is because they are behaving like children and that they are after candy rather than what is truly important to be after, which is self-control. So let's talk a little bit about this, elaborate on it, and get you some more wisdom around this profound quote. So Rumi, first of all, who is Rumi? Rumi was from the Middle Ages, he is a Middle Eastern philosopher slash poet slash mystic. And he has some books that he published, his poetry, and his poetry is all based around very like deep spiritual ideas. It's based around enlightenment, it's based around wisdom, it's based around like the core truths of life and like very deep psychological truths about human beings. So he has a lot of very pithy, eloquent, profound analogies and little short stories and anecdotes. So if you are interested in that, go ahead and check out one of his books. You can Amazon it. So that is Rumi. But what about this quote? You know, what can we say about it? What is so deep here? Well, I think that most people go through life and what they want is they want stimulation. They want excitement, right? And this can manifest in all sorts of ways. It can manifest in very, very unhealthy, dysfunctional ways, or it can manifest in more healthy ways, but either way, it's still the search for candy, for stimulation. And I have a video that talks more about what is happiness. You might want to check that out for a very deep definition of happiness, which will dovetail nicely with this topic. But what I'm talking about here is the following. So, let's say that you're a heroin junkie and you want a hit of heroin because you think that it's going to make you happy. So let's put that on one end of the spectrum. There's that. Then, you know, what's a step up from that? So there's heroin. Maybe a step up from that is cocaine. You're kind of like a cocaine addict. So that's a little better than heroin, but still pretty hardcore drug. So then we move you up another notch. So what's that like? Marijuana, pot, okay, maybe you're a pothead, not terrible, but still not a really healthy way to live. And the reason you're doing that is, again, because you want that stimulation from that drug. Then the next step above that is maybe alcohol. The next step above that is maybe partying. The next step above that is stuff like video games and television and sex or any other kind of activities that you're doing because they're very pleasurable. Maybe the next step after that is food, overeating, or eating food just because it's making you happy. Using food basically as an emotional prop up, like an emotional crutch. Then what's the next step from that? We might say it's something more like relationships. The next step up from that might be something like going to the gym and working out hard at the gym. But ultimately, the reason that you're doing that is because you're doing it for vanity reasons, because you want to look good for the opposite sex, you want to be attractive, you want to be sexy, so maybe it's that. You know, what's the next step up from that? It might be something like trying to get a really good job, trying to get a nice house. And you might say, well, those are really nice things because a house that serves my family, so it's very functional. A job is nice because it gives me satisfaction, gives me fulfillment, and gives me money. I like having money. I like having a nice car. I like having nice things. So you've got kind of this spectrum of activities that you're doing from the very beginning here with the heroin addict, which is completely dysfunctional, basically completely shit life. It's basically leading towards an early death. And then kind of moving your way up, slightly better, slightly better, slightly better forms of stimulus seeking until you get to this end, which is maybe like pursuing a really nice career, which on the surface, it's very hard to fault someone for doing that. But in the end, all of this stuff, what you're doing is you're like, you're looking for a hit. You're looking for a hit of drug. With heroin, it's very obvious what that drug is. It's literally heroin. With something like a career, or with something like a relationship or a marriage, it's a little bit less obvious because it's more socially acceptable, and it's masked by all these other layers of stuff. And it's very easy to say, well, a marriage, I mean, how can you fault a marriage? Isn't a marriage a really nice thing? In fact, isn't a marriage the source of true fulfillment? And so you get kind of caught into that trap. But in the end, what is the difference between someone who is seeking a marriage as an outlet for happiness and fulfillment versus someone who is seeking heroin for that same reason? In the end, there's not much fundamental difference. It's still the same thing. What you're looking for is you're looking for something outside yourself to make you happy. You're looking for candy. And when you do that, you're a child. Psychologically, you're behaving like a child. You're behaving in a juvenile way, an unwise way. So what do the wise want? Well, the wise want self-control. The wise want self-mastery. And the reason they want that is because, well, either they're wise enough to see that none of these are going to work, ultimately, that all of these are basically the same, and that just because you're moving up the ladder here does not mean that you're going to actually reach what you're after. So they might see it that way. Or they actually might have experienced it themselves, actually gone out and tried this stuff and moved up that whole ladder and come to experience and realize that, wait a minute, this actually doesn't work. And the problem is that if I'm not in control of myself, then it doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter whether I'm at a cool party, whether I'm snorting coke, whether I'm having amazing sex, whether I'm in a really good marriage, or whether I have the best career in the world. It doesn't matter. If I'm not in control of my own emotions, if I don't know how to control my own thoughts, if I don't understand myself on a very, very deep level, not just intellectually, but practically, if I can't control myself, I can't control my impulses, then there is no chance for me to be happy. See, the wise, they understand this. And when they understand this, and they kind of surrender themselves to this idea, it's a very powerful thing. You want to make sure that you're getting to this point in your life. You want to make sure that you're getting to the point in your life where you're surrendered to the idea that this other stuff, even though you can pursue it, and there's nothing wrong with a marriage per se, there's nothing wrong with going to the gym, and there's nothing wrong with going to a party once in a while or having sex, you know, that's all fine. But you can't really rely on that. And in the end, everything that is all pointing to is you. It's pointing to your own self-mastery. And that if you don't develop a self-mastery over your lifetime, then no matter what else you do, it's not going to really get you to where you want to be. And where you ultimately want to be is you want to be at a place of happiness, contentment, just kind of quiet, sober contentment with your life, undisturbed, unreacted, unfrantic, just very calm, very peaceful with what is. That's where you want to be. And you want to have tranquility. You want to have serenity. You want to be okay with how the world is. Kind of the way you might expect like an old Zen master or like a Kung Fu master. Like imagine that person, like an 80-year-old Zen master. I mean, is that guy like chasing around looking for women? Or is he like going looking for snorting a line of coke off the bathroom counter? Or is he even like chasing for an amazing marriage? Or is he even really going after some awesome career? No. I mean, he clearly sees through that. And he's just like very calm, very stable, very grounded in the present moment. And that's where you want to be. And how did he get that way? Well, he spent years and decades developing self-mastery, self-control. How did he do that? He did that through meditation, through disciplined practice, through reading, through maybe through prayer, maybe through through contemplation, through whatever means, but something that was focusing him, grounding him, turning him inward rather than turning him outward. And that's kind of the approach that you got to take with your life if you really want to reach a stable level of happiness and fulfillment, right? So be intelligent, be wise, want self-control, right? Want self-control. Forget about the candy. The candy, you've tried the candy. It's tasted good, but you know that it's just like a little hit of sugar. And that little hit of sugar is not enough to get you to where you want to go. So it's time to leave the candy aside. You don't need it anymore. It's not as tasty as you thought it was. Self-control. That's what's really sweet. Self-control is so sweet. It's sweet on a whole new different level. It's sweet on a whole new different scale when you start to move towards it. All right, so this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. This is what I have to say about this profound quote from Rumi. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what you guys think. And then, of course, please like this and share it. Click the like button right now. And come check out actualize.org and sign up to my newsletter, because I'm releasing new articles, new videos every single week for free. And you're getting the best wisdom that I've found through years and years of research about how to develop self-control, how to develop self-mastery. Actualize.org is all about becoming self-actualized, getting an awesome career, getting all the externals that you want, but ultimately it's developing an inner peace, an inner confidence and happiness with the present moment. How do you do that? The best way that I found is to start to train yourself up. Train yourself up by exposing yourself to this material repeatedly and then taking action throughout your life and improving in little small steps until you get more and more and more self-control, and then your life just gets better and better and better and better. I want to keep you on track with that. If you sign up, then I promise that I will. So sign up and you're going to be all set.